Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm your host, Chest, aka Chest. Whom else is with me on tonight's episode?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
Colb, what'd you think of that theme song? We totally heard that last week, but I forgot to ask you.
Right. So, oh yeah, because we did hear that last week. Yeah. I feel like it's much better than the show might deserve.
That was pretty much what I was going to say. I think Ben just made the best version of the best thing that is in the show. But we'll get to that later. But yeah, good job, Ben. If y'all don't know, or if this is your first like arc with us, we call them arcs, shows, whatever. First show we're going through. First of all, this probably is not going to be our best one. Well, maybe it will be our best one. Who knows? But you should go listen to some of the other ones. Ben makes all the intros for us, and he typically tailors them to the show itself. So he'll watch a little bit of the show and then he'll get a vibe, and we're usually ahead enough that we can, you know, create that intro. So Ben, round of applause for Ben. Always doing way better than we deserve. Better than we deserve, folks.
We all get better than we deserve. Am I right?
Amen. Amen to that. Whatever that means. So, what you drinking there? A little Minute Maid? Is that a Minute Maid for real?
No. This one's a bit different. It's not wonderful. It's
Polar. Yeah, it's not wonderful.
Yeah,
I've seen commercials for that.
Really? What? I never even heard about this thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It's not bad, but like compared to these other flavored waters, I mean, we've talked a lot about flavored water on this show. I'm a huge fan. I think Chess and Colb are pretty big fans as well.
Huge.
This one is towards the bottom, not the worst, but like for me, it's LaCroix, Aha, Bubbly, Bubbler. Blue. Emily and I are just going crazy about all that stuff. It's a blast.
You crazy kids. It's a Friday night, honey. Which of the sparkling waters are we going to break out?
So I feel like Chess talked for me when he said, "We love it." I don't love sparkling water at all. I kind of hate it.
I said I love it.
I'm pretty sure you said we, but...
No. Well, I put us all in there. I thought you liked it too, Colb.
No. I mean, the LaCroix...
Why are you
that you
on this show?
The LaCroix you guys sent me was good, but everything else is just bad.
Well, it's their own.
If you've noticed, I've not been drinking soda. I've been just drinking regular water. On our recording.
Out of a jar.
That seems like it fits Kim's style. There's your name.
Very nice.
Is that for your health? Or you just really love regular water now?
I don't love regular water, but I would rather just drink tap water than drink sparkling water. Sorry.
Here's a good question. Are y'all within city limits, both of you, or do you have wells?
Well...
You got a well? Mm-hmm. Dude, my man. So do we. Love it.
We don't drink that water, though. We filter that,
what
baby.
What the heck is wrong with you? You're missing all the minerals and irons.
I can literally see what's in.
You don't like sediment in your water?
Man, first time we poured a glass, I was like, "What? What's wrong?"
Welcome
very
to well water.
Me. Yeah, that was very
welcome
new
to Michigan well water, folks.
Why are my fridge magnets sticking to my glass?
I think we got some metals enough to fill my fillings. Well, I'm back on the property that I grew up on, and this is the water I grew up drinking, so it tastes the best to me because this is home. So there you go. But probably North Carolina well water is different than Michigan well water. Actually, that's not a problem. It definitely is because it's a different part of the...
It's probably the same.
Identical. Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You geologists everywhere agree.
You haven't heard of that huge underwater lake that's under the entirety of the United States?
Is that where all the whales go to?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like Journey to the Center of Earth, but it's Journey to the Center of the Whales. The whales of the world. Like the War of the Worlds.
The well before time.
We are the whales.
I'm too laughing too hard. I don't got anymore. Lord of the Wells. There we go. Got it.
Hey. Fellowship of the Wells.
Ooh. Return of the Wells.
Careful, fellas. I don't want you. I don't want to have to come over there and smack you.
Yeah. That's
Star fair. Wells.
There you go.
Two Wells.
That one got me. Good job.
Well, this has been fun, but.
It has been.
Get it. Anyway, never mind. What a transition that was. Oh, did y'all? I just said well, and then anyway, moving on. Did y'all do anything fun this week? That was my original question. This is our third week recording straight in a row, so I was, you know, just checking.
Yeah, that's odd.
I know. What's wrong with us? We gotta have some life circumstances happen.
Yeah, what did happen this week, Ben?
Today we did, I got a little something, a little thing.
Today
and tomorrow is big yard sale stuff in this area. And Nona, especially, Anthony got in on it a little bit after her, but she has a little snack stand. And so she's selling little baggies of snacks and mixing like popcorn and treats and has little Capri Suns. It was a little fun business. It was awesome. She made some money. Yeah. Paying rent this month, you know?
Nice. Finally.
Yeah.
His kids. Oh, so it was so cool. Legitimate. That's awesome. Didn't mean to cut you off. This is a legitimate question. Why Thursday and Friday? Kind of an odd choice.
Yeah.
Michigan.
I don't know.
Not to disparage Michigan, but.
Because I even asked, it's funny you asked that, because today I asked the question of, well, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing Saturday? I'm like, well, no, it's just Thursday and Friday. But I forgot to say, why just Thursday and Friday? Mm. I didn't ask that.
So that truly is strange, because most people work Thursdays and Fridays.
It was hopping though. It was hopping, and I think it's the same time every year, so everyone
do they take days off? Everyone takes a day off for a yard sale.
Not everybody works, Chest.
Oh, that's true. I shouldn't disparage the non-working community.
How dare you?
Speaking of hopping, we've got baby bunnies on the property, and they're wild bunnies. They're not like pet bunnies. My mom called us over and said, hey, come over to your brother's house. So we walked the 20 feet down the yard, and sure enough, there's a mama bunny who's like dug a hole, a burrow, if you will, if you've read Watership Down, and there's three bunnies, little baby bunnies in this burrow, and they're like cute as all get out. So we captured them and we've enslaved them into a cage. Nope, just kidding. They are wild, and we've left them. We've left them exactly where they are.
We're gonna get shut down.
Yeah. What? I almost said PETA. That's the right one, right? PETA. Is that the pet? Is that the animal one?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. You ever had those moments where you like think of a word and you say it out loud, and you're like, I don't think that's right, but it is right, but you've psyched yourself out, so you can't hear the word correctly.
That's never happened to me.
No. You know, I would believe it, actually.
No, I actually do that with acronyms a lot, because you're like, such and such. And you're like, wait, that's not the right one.
That's probably not right.
Yeah.
ASAP? Well, no. ACAP?
Isn't PETA an acronym, Chest? What does that stand for?
It is an acronym. People everywhere take animals.
That's right.
Porcupine, elephant, taco, animals.
All right. So you don't know.
Please eat tasty animals. That's probably it.
That has to be.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Protect every tasty animal. I don't know.
People for the ethical treatment of animals.
Well, where's the F? People for the ethical treatment of animals? We're missing like two things.
Some of those things are articles. They don't have to have a letter.
Well, I wear articles of clothing and you still see
I'm saying an article in the English language, sir.
I wrote an article for a newspaper once. People read that.
Hey, all right.
Actually, okay. I didn't. I was in an article, but I didn't write it. Oh. I'm sorry, I lied. I was in a newspaper article when I was little for catching the second biggest fish in North Carolina.
Well, why don't you just brag some more there, Chest?
I would, but it's kind of a crappy story because it was about a crappy, like the fish is called crappy.
Well, you know how many newspapers I've been in for catching fish? Zero.
Tell us. Wow.
Yeah. I wish you had said a number. Only one.
Zero is a number, Chess. Zero is a number.
Wow. I'm just kidding.
Zero is the loneliest number. Mm.
That's almost how the song goes.
Zero is the loneliest number. That flows, right?
Yeah. Who sings that song? But not Ben, because he said the song. Cole, who sings that song?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, Ben.
The Carpenters.
Al Pacino.
No. Three Dog Night. I'm being serious. That's the name of the band.
I believe you. I still am.
I believe you. I just didn't know either.
They're a one-hit wonder as far as I know.
A one-hit wonder. Hmm.
Like the Tom Hanks movie. Topical. The One-Hit Wonders. Also, that movie was a one-hit wonder because I think Tom Hanks is... Nope. Liv... What's your name? Liv Tyler?
Liv Free, Die Hard?
Are you talking about that Thing You Do?
Yes.
That's the name of the movie now. The One-Hit
Classic.
But they're named One-Hit Wonders.
Maybe. But that's not what the movie's called. I thought you meant that's what the movie was called.
Hmm.
We're not on the same page at all tonight.
Do that thing.
Let's just headbutt all night.
That's okay. I'm in a good mood, so I'll be happy to do that.
I'm in a terrible mood.
Hey, you know what'll cheer you up? Guess what I watched? Guess what I watched right before we got on the show?
The Sandlot.
Finna, Pirate Princess.
Whoa. Well, you're correct, actually. Second episode of Finna, Pirate Princess. But I did not watch The Sandlot, but I did watch the first half of the first episode. It's like 5 minutes of Skullface Honda San. And it made me laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It's okay. You're killing me, Smalls.
It makes me... Oh, nice. That show does make me giggle.
It made me giggle.
Love a good giggle. Yeah.
The very first clip is when the handsome old man is coming in for his daughter's like terrible book that she wants. It's great. It's good. It's all about a bookseller who's also a manga artist, and he's writing about his actual like life experiences selling manga in a bookstore in Japan. And I've been wanting to watch it since I got back from Japan because Cole was like, I bet this is super accurate. You should watch it again. So I showed it to Powell right before I was going to come on the show. And then she wanted to watch something else since it was close to quitting time, close to the show time. So finished the first bit by myself and it was hilarious. It was good.
That reminds me of a cool moment at work I had today. It was a cool moment. A member that I needed to call, her name.
Oh, because you work at a credit union.
I do.
You don't have customers. You have members.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to start that story over.
Sorry, I will not interrupt ever again. That's a lie, but not in this story.
So there I was at work. At a credit union work job, and I was calling a member, and I had to call a member, and her name was spelled P A O L A.
Oh,
and I was like, you know what? I bet 99% of the people at this work wouldn't have a clue how to pronounce that. But I know because Chess told me, just think of POW and then say the rest of it. And so she answered the phone. I said her name and she was like, wow, you pronounce that better than anybody's pronounced it ever.
Dang.
I said, you're welcome. And I hung up the phone.
Did you call back and say, oh, I'm sorry. What else did you need help with?
Yeah, I had to call back. She was furious at that point. Like, wow, I would not expect this from a credit union employee talking to his member. Yeah, not a
I'm a member, not a customer.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, that's props to you, man. It stuck in my mind after you said that. Pow! La.
Paola. Depends on where she's from, actually. If she's from Italy, it'll be different. If she's from Colombia, like my wife is, it'll be different. If she's from Portugal or Brazil, it'll be different. But if she's from America, you said it right.
Well,
so many places.
Here's for hoping. Her last name is Gutierrez. So probably not
that
Italy.
Is a very typical Latin name. Also, I'm going to go find that member now and drain her credit union bank account. It's not a bank. Non-bank account.
It's still a bank account. I know. That's weird. Yeah.
That seems wrong. I don't understand. My brain just skipped a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Shouldn't it be a credit account? Are credit union cards called credit cards? I love it. Oh, we're all in rare form.
We
haven't even drank. I haven't even drank half this beverage. Oh.
I texted the boys that I was listening to one of our podcasts with Anthony around, and similar to this one, we didn't talk about anime at all. And he's sitting there, he's just like, "When do you guys are? What did I say? They said." It sounds like you guys aren't even talking about anime or something. I'm like, yep, we're not, son.
Way to call us out, Anthony. Come on, man. Anyway, we are having a fantastic time. But I do want to talk about Finna tonight. It's episode 2 for us. And I'm actually genuinely curious how y'all viewed these 2 episodes. Because as you recall, listeners and viewers, if somehow you're watching us, when we recorded last week's episode, we were at best, I would say at best, like cautiously optimistic because we've been hurt before. And at worst, pessimistically certain it wasn't going to go well. So we're getting into this relationship on very negative emotions. We're basically rebounding into a bad relationship, and we know it.
Cole, were you is your head spinning from pessimistically certain?
I've got away with words. So basically, we don't know how we're going to feel about this. It definitely is going to depend a lot on the directions the show takes itself. And so these next 2 episodes have potential to sway you one way or the other, in my opinion. I think that they definitely stuck a certain style that the show is going to go for. And so I'm curious if you like that, or if you're like, nah, I'm out. This is not going to be my show. So what'd y'all think?
I guess I'll go first. So these episodes didn't offend me at all. I remember episode 3 and 4 of a certain other show really got us off on a bad foot with the rest of the season.
Yeah, Attack series. On Titan. Ugh.
Right. And yeah, this time it didn't happen that way, but it also didn't pique my interest. It's a very casual watch for me right now, where I'm pretty indifferent. I take the positives when they come, and then the rest of it is rather, for me, boring, which is the worst. That's not the worst, but it's bad because it's hard to talk about boring things.
I don't know. We talk about you all the time.
I have no comeback for that.
Ben, just kidding. Ben, you're up.
Yeah. So I didn't expect to be here tonight.
Alrighty.
Okay.
I was hoping to have other plans.
Please tell me you didn't watch.
Yeah, I watched him.
He's like, I was really hoping somebody was canceling tonight. And you didn't, so here we are.
I thought 17 minutes was enough to 21. No, so first two episodes, just brief recap. Watched them once, didn't like them at all. Watched them twice. I was like, maybe. Watched them thrice. And I was like, okay, I could see this being potentially decent. Three and four kept me along that. I still feel like this could be a decent show. I enjoyed these more than the first two. I'm starting to see more of the personalities of the ninjas. I like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually, usually these characters are the most annoying to me. I'm actually really enjoying the twins. Mm-hmm. I usually don't like the bing, bong, schmoo, you know, like just weirdos and like super, super goofy. But like they had enough, like they both had a couple serious moments. Like one of the twins in like the alley stood up for Finna, and mm-hmm. well, they both did, but one did specifically early on. So like they can turn it on serious mode when they want. Mm-hmm. And so I actually am enjoying them. So it's getting there. I still think the Yukimaru like Finna exchanges are kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. It just like, you know, what are we doing here? But I'm, you know, we'll see where that goes. There were less annoying moments to me in three and four than there was in one and two. Okay. But I do agree with one thing, Chess, you said earlier. How did you say it? Like the show has shown that it's going to be a certain way the whole time, or
yeah, like this, I feel like it's solidified that this is the style the show's going to be.
Yes. Yes.
And so I don't expect it to like change. I feel like this is going to be how it's the rest of the show is going to be like this. And it's completely dependent on how good the plot's going to be at this point for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first half of what you just said there is what I was kind of going towards, which is the humor is very much going to be in every episode, but it didn't, that I don't like. But it wasn't as heavy in three and four. I like the short little training montage. I like fight in the alley. There's some good exchanges there, and that was pretty cool. So I'm hopeful. It's still at this moment, I'm not forecasting a top tenner or anything like that, but I could see this getting better and better as we go.
I think after the first two episodes for me, I wasn't optimistic. At best, I was hoping it wouldn't get worse. And honestly, I think I'm with Ben. These next two episodes surprised me a little bit that they seem to, if anything, the humor's there to stay, but it toned it down a little bit. I think, like Ben said, toned it a little bit down, not so over the top. Maybe, like Ben said, it's also us getting used to the characters. It's a decent cast of characters. They're introducing some of the new characters. We evidently are getting to the bad guy and his booty call pirate girlfriend. Get it? Because she's a pirate.
Nice.
Hilarious.
I don't get it.
Oh, I'll explain. I'll explain it to you later.
Thanks.
So there's this like pirate captain who has an all female crew, and she's going to join with this other bad guy, and they're hunting down Finna. So that's your one plot. And then Finna and the crew are looking for this, this crystally stone thing. And that's your main plot. And then you've got some of the like relationship stuff and blah, blah. So, overall I liked it. I will say, I think my favorite character right now is, I don't know, actually. The twins are not my favorite character, but I do like them. I'm finding myself liking them. The alleyway helped that a lot, mm-hmm. for sure. I think the guy who originally agrees to train her, what's his name? Long-haired, suave, debonair guy. He's pretty okay.
Shitan.
He's pretty okay. He's pretty level-headed character. He's just kind of the ladies' man dude that's really skilled with the bow. Did y'all expect as much blood to be in the show as there was? Like, they were killing some people in that alleyway fight. I didn't expect there to just, like, he, like, sliced open and there was blood. And I just didn't expect that.
I did not expect that either. And I was, if I may say so, pleased with that.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought they'd keep it a little more kiddish, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. So that helped. That helped the show for sure.
What about you, Cole?
I was not surprised. I felt like this had a very mature undertone, mostly with situations, you know, a lot of propositions being thrown around. Like in this episode, the first episode, one guy's like, hey, I'll let you buy this thing if I can spend one night with the girl. Like, and then there's the whole womanizing.
That's another time the twins stood up for her.
Yep. And there's that womanizing guy from the first episode that has a harem of girls and she was getting to get married to. Like, so there's a lot of.
That's true.
A lot of mature things. You don't see a lot, but you can get it by context. So I wasn't surprised to see blood also with that.
That's true. Fair enough. Kolb is the wisest one of us. So
he really is. And great memory, too.
Great memory. Really good memory on this guy.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever said that before, but I can't remember. But Kolb has a great memory.
He's a great memory. Memory of an elephant.
I feel like I need to make a list of things that we say every episode. And obviously,
you don't have to. You remember.
My wife's name
is
on there. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, make a new bingo board, Ben.
Right. We should have bingo boards. That would be so fun, actually, and see who can get bingo by the end of the night.
You know, Chess, I think it's time. I think it's time to tell you. Ben and I made a bingo board for you. Ben has it right.
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
We did. So there was a time, a good amount of time. I don't know how many. I don't remember how many recorded episodes, but we were playing bingo.
Oh, my gosh.
All of the different things that you would say or do. And I got to tell you, I came close to bingo two or three times.
Don't tell me any of them. I don't want to know any of them. Because I don't want to accident. I want y'all to have this.
I haven't played in like 2 months. So Ben, when did you stop playing?
It's been a while as well.
Yeah.
It was pretty distracting in a fun way, but like, because there were times where you were catching on to what we were doing, but we managed to.
I'm very curious what episodes you would be playing this in. Now I want to like
if you re-listen, you can hear, like, I think especially me, like, repeat something that you said, like, did you say it this way? So I knew for sure if I could, you know, check that off.
This is a great moment in our podcast history. I mean, we've been going for over a year. That's a lot of weeks, a lot of recordings. So a lot of being. So have any of you ever gotten bingo?
Wow. One away.
Yep, one away for me too.
No bingo.
Even with the free space.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Yep.
I mean, I use this, I think you did too, the same board every time.
I did.
And felt like some of these you didn't say often, and there were some that you almost did every episode. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of fun to. Those are like free spaces.
Right, yeah. Right. I do the, you get the, like, I'm Chest, AKA Chest, and then your free space, and then you can get the common ones, and then you've got the rare shinies in there.
We didn't do that, though. We didn't do, you know, welcome or It was. More I would specific. Hope you weren't it was more specific that lazy. No.
Yeah. I'm Chest AK Chest, and then welcome to Three Dads Talking Miami. There's two right there. Boom. Yeah. I hope you weren't that lazy. Well, this made me laugh way too much. That was phenomenal. Yeah, I want
my headphones.
I'm sure I did. Yeah. I'll have to like delete
I was
that
just about
laughter.
To put a little. Well, yeah, look at the chat.
I'll do that. Anyway, that made my night. That was great. Mm. That's how you know you have true friends, ladies and gentlemen. They play bingo, not even behind your back, in front of your camera.
Right.
They just don't tell you.
Amazing.
It's
real
amazing.
Real friends.
I will say I don't want to say I'm bored with the show. I'm just saying it's hard to talk about a lot of it because a lot of it's, you know, pretty casual. And that's something I like about our team is that they do joke around with each other. They do kind of tease each other. And it feels like this would be one of our friend groups, you know, like always kind of, you know, if someone's coming in for the first time and you're seeing all this goofiness, you're like, oh, these guys are kind of nuts. They're goofy. Like how you felt with the twins at first. But now that we kind of got to get to know them more and like their relationship with each other is like, oh, they're all just a bunch of friends. Ninja pirate friends.
Yeah.
So right. you would say if you saw these guys at Village Inn, you wouldn't be surprised.
Well, first we would all yell Village Inn sucks, and then we wouldn't be surprised that they're all eating free pie on Wednesday.
Right. Right. They would be eating free pie. Or they'd be having McChubbles at like 11:40 at night.
Oh yes. And then grabbing a Pizza Hut or Domino's pizza.
Domino's or Papa John's if Vic's working. Didn't he work at Papa John's?
He did. I never really went there when he worked there.
Oh, no. He just brought it back.
Yeah.
Were you already married? Were you already married that year? That'd be your senior year. So, yeah. You were married your senior year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you were off campus.
Yeah. So, he probably brought pizza to our...
Probably to your house.
Our house.
With the boys. Yeah. He would bring pizza back to Feldman's room and we'd eat it and watch Scrubs, which is probably on your bingo board. So is that on your bingo board?
Did that exact sentence.
If you made
Don't try, you'll ruin it.
I want y'all to make a bingo board of stories that I retell over and over again. Just have the name of the story. There you go. I'm not going to bring this up. And then in like a year, I'll bring it up again and see if y'all have done it again. Back to Finna. I did have a question. I forgot what it was. Oh, so the third episode is more of a like, let's introduce characters episode. So yeah, there's a little bit of plot, but honestly, not really. They go to a town and they go to a free town is what it's called, a pirate town. What's this town in Pirates of the Caribbean? Tortuga? Right?
Yes.
Is that is correct. The free pirate town? So they go to like a place like Tortuga and they get new gear and blah, blah. That's when they get attacked. But nothing really happens beyond that. So they get back on the ship and they learn at the one thing that does happen. They learn at this shop that, like was said, she gets propositioned at, that there's this town that's basically in Germany is supposed to be what it's supposed to be, I think. And they make crystal stuff like what her cube is. So you should go there. And so that's the whole fourth episode. And I do agree that it feels like there's a lot less substance to talk about for sure. So my question is not like details about the show, but rather, what do you think is going on? So we finally have a mysterious thing happen that is big plot. And at the end, it even ties to the bad guy. There's like a portrait that he calls this character. We basically find out that Joan of Arc commissioned her little glass piece to be made in this town. But here's the kicker. Joan of Arc commissioned it in 14 1436 and she died in 1431. So what's the mystery here, folks?
Yeah, it's a real mystery.
It's a real Cypher Diaz type thing.
Oh, nice reference. It's a mystery.
So yeah, what did y'all think of this? It's obviously, who knows where they're going to go with this? It's way too early to know like the direction this mystery is going to take. But obviously, we're supposed to be drawing some conclusions of like, is she related to this? She says she remembers being called this or saying this to somebody. Is she a reincarnation of Joan of Arc? What are we going to find out? So what did y'all feel when you get this like, ooh, they're tying in history moment?
I'm just gonna pull something random out. We can go, Colby, you can reel me back in. Just that portrait at the end, that looked like the Arya lady. It didn't look like Finna at all.
Oh, the blonde.
Yeah, that's who I thought it looked like, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, for sure, it definitely looked like her. I thought it was meant to. Okay. Was it supposed to look like Finna?
I don't think so.
Don't know. I honestly don't know. But he called it Joan of Arc.
Right. Well, yeah. It seemed like the way the show, because that soldier guy, that soldier boy, seems like he's focusing on Finna. So when he's looking at the portrait, I assume the show is trying to portray that. But it definitely doesn't look like Finna. It looks like the Arya lady who is just introduced.
I wondered if it was someone like Finna's mom, like related to Finna. That was where my brain went to. Like, it wasn't her, but it's someone that she's related to, was where my brain went. It's a mystery.
My mind went straight for the Arya girl also. So I felt like she was going to come back later or something's going to revolve around her.
Yeah.
But yeah. She did like Yukimaru.
Yeah, that's one of those moments I was talking about where they're both walking up. They're all walking up the mountain and Yukimaru and the girl, Arya, are together. And she's like touching his arm and shoulder. And all the other guys are just like teasing Finna about it. Like, oh, look, she's moving in closer. She's doing this. Like, that's the... That's the camaraderie teasing that I was enjoying that stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
Yeah. I do like their dynamics. The more we see of them. Okay. So I was watching particularly the third episode, the fourth one, I actually enjoyed a lot more than the third one, I'll say. But particularly the third episode, basically I would say, it feels too much like a stereotypical anime. Does that make sense?
Which part?
So, like, all the sound effects are exactly where you would expect an anime sound effect to happen. And all the comedy is, like, perfectly placed. It's not, like, clever. It's just, like, kind of like, hey, we're an anime, and here's anime humor. And this is exactly how you'd expect to play it out if you're watching a stereotypical anime. That's kind of how I feel like I'm watching an anime that you're supposed to know this is an anime, and that's not necessarily a good thing. It's like we made an anime just to make an anime, so we're going to put all the stereotypes in and hopefully you like it, rather than like, I'm going to make this cool story into a medium. And I think anime would be the way to do it. Does that make sense?
I do feel that way.
Yes.
I also feel that way in most parts, but I wouldn't say like all of it. Like that first episode where she's like going over her plan to escape the tower, and like there's all those little cartoon, like hand-drawn cartoon things. I felt like that was very, you know, stereotypical, like, oh, huh, that's cute, whatever. But then there's some other stuff that it feels pretty natural.
You know, it was my favorite part of these two episodes was when twins broke the fourth wall. That was my favorite part.
When did they do that?
Yep.
So in the fourth episode, when they're up with the glass craftsman guy, and it cuts to the twins and the big strong dude, and they're like, we haven't had a lot of scenes in a while. Like, and they, whatever his name is, they're like, you really need to get some lines in because you're just not going to have any at all. And he's like, this is delicious. And that's like all that they have said, like the majority of the episode.
I remember that.
Yeah. It's them insinuating this is a show and we haven't spoken in a long time.
And that's funny. I don't remember that either.
Yeah. It took me by surprise and it made me laugh quite a bit. Cause I was like, oh, I actually wasn't expecting that level of humor. So yeah, go back and rewatch just that little clip, and it's just them saying like the word scenes is what got me, and I was like, oh, they're being like meta about this. So they say we haven't had a lot of scenes in a while, and then they mumble something like the guys eat. They're all eating, and they're like, yeah, you really should like say something. You haven't had any lines. You're gonna lose your chance to have lines in this episode. But they don't say episode, but it's insinuating we know we're in a show. We haven't acted in a while. So it made me laugh.
So, okay. I need to get some clarity here. So Chest, everything you said about the anime thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking the whole time, this guy's crazy. What's he saying? This is crazy talk. Mm-hmm. And then Kolb agreed with you. So now I'm really confused. Like, what do you guys like? This is an anime. Like,
right.
They're not. Are you feeling like they're creating anime I'm trying to wrap my head around like what the comparison would be here in the United States. Like if someone, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So think of all the stereotypical things that would go into an action movie or a superhero movie. And you took that and you said, hey, Kolb, I know you've never seen a superhero movie or an action movie, but they're kind of like this. And he's like, okay, I'll make you one. And then he makes it based on those stereotypes. And you watch it and you're like, yeah, I think I'm watching an action movie, but it's like too much of an action movie.
Too much? Too much is the word I was thinking.
It's like not the point is not that it's an action movie. The point is that it's a movie that centers around action. And so typically a good action movie has like more plot development and diverts from the tropes that are in the action sequence. Sometimes a good action movie is just a good action movie, but most of the good action movies get other things based off them. And you always refer like, oh yeah, that's like, you remember that's like this scene in that movie. I feel like that's what this show is doing, is it's just like, we know what animes have in them. And mm-hmm. So we're making this show, but we're putting all the sound effects at all the right times, and it's just like you just kind of can predict like, oh, Yuki Maru Finner in a hallway, someone's gonna blush, there's gonna be the sound effect, he's gonna have a sweat drop down his face that's super animated, like it's just all there, like every scene is the same. Mm-hmm. It's expected anime tropes.
Mm-hmm. So predictable,
Ben, would be yeah, one did, yeah. Did that make sense to you, Ben?
The predictable part a little bit. His example I thought helped a little bit. Thinking of like,
okay,
if you just use like all the stereotypes of like action movies here in the United States and try to make an action movie based on that, it would be like, oh wow, this is a lot. And maybe you're missing the actual story at that point. Or
would you say, Kolb? How would you describe that?
Ben's question really made me start thinking, is it, because that would make sense if it was like an American creator creating an anime, like, oh, let's just put all those stereotypes in there and the whatever. But it just might be, you know, a cliche Japanese anime. Like it is an anime. You're right, Ben, it is. So
yeah,
I guess.
Maybe it's just a cliche story, is what you're saying.
I don't know.
Like the actual material itself.
I think you're both right now. It is an anime, so why wouldn't those things be in there? That's kind of what Ben is saying. And Chess, I still agree with your point. Like, there's a lot of them in there, and it's kind of predictable. So did they do that on purpose, or was it just, this is...
Like it's almost just lazy to me. Does that make sense?
Or just
like,
mediocre.
Mediocre. Maybe not lazy, but like, and it's funny because the studio, I'm pretty sure, is Production IG.
It is. And that's why it looks so good.
Which also just did Moriarty.
Which also look good.
Which they've also done like major hits. And so is this just, you know, they got this one and the B-team
Chest,
did
here's,
it?
Here's your homework for next time. Is this an original story for this anime, or is it based off a manga? Because if it's not based off a manga, then it would make sense that it would be like this, because it doesn't have a head writer or a head creator for the whole thing.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I said for next week. You don't have to do it right now.
Yeah, not right now.
I just saw your text.
Yeah, I sent that at the beginning of the 46 minutes ago.
I know. I apologize. But in any event, I'm pretty sure it's a Crunchyroll original, because at the beginning it says Crunchyroll in conjunction with Adult Swim.
Right.
So I don't think it has a manga, which is probably the problem.
I think it might be.
Here's something. Not that we have to stay on this idea for a while, but I think this is interesting, so we should talk about it.
Yeah.
Not because I think it's interesting. Well, maybe because I think it's interesting. But, Tower of Draga. So episode one is a episode of anime that very much knows it's an anime, and it capitalizes on that. If there was a whole season of that, would you be like, wow, this is a little too much? Or is that the concept of what you're getting at, Chest? Is like episode one of Tower of Draga? Like they're playing off the fact that everybody knows it's an anime?
I don't think they're playing off it is the problem.
Yeah, because usually if you play off of it, it's for comedic effect. That first episode is funny in Japan and for us. It's funny all around.
That's
true. Here, it's played seriously. Like each trope is meant to be there, not as a joke in itself, but to be in there for that purpose. Yeah. So they're not the same.
So yeah. Even like the training montage, that's not a bad trope.
No.
You like that part, but that's a trope. Like rise up every day, train with a different person. Rise up every day, train with a different person. She's always bad. She's always bad. She's always bad. Like, that's a trope. It just happens to not be a bad one. But it's also a trope that the silent, cool dude who talks to the lady sweats every time he talks to her. They blush. They have a misunderstanding. He's clueless. He doesn't know what it means to go all the way with her, as this, you know, the ladies' man says. So the fact that he's this clueless, silent type guy, and he's the main love interest for the protagonist is also a trope. And every time they interact, there's these tropes about cluelessness and like blushing. And so you just know, like, it's probably not going to surprise me, whatever they're about to say. There's a whole show that is devoted to comedy called Gintama that me and Cole has watched a lot of, and I've watched enough to know that it's going to continue this way. And that show is a great example of like, I mean, they blatantly talk about the fact that they are in an anime in the show, and it works completely. It's just a comedy goldmine, but you would probably not like it because you don't like that. So they know what they're like front and center. This is what we are, rather than like, oh, we're a serious action show about a samurai fighting aliens, and we just have all this comedy stuff in it. So
yeah, that's a good example, because that is an example of this is all a joke. Everything in here is a parody or making fun of whatever we're making fun of, even if it's ourselves. So yeah, that's a good example, Chest.
Like the first 10 episodes of the show, they joke about how the show's going to get canceled. Like it's just not good. It's just a bad show, and it's going to get canceled next week, and it won't keep running. Also, I did my homework early, so I get a gold star.
Okay.
Ooh.
Thena Pirate Princess is an original anime, so it isn't adapted from or inspired by any manga or light novel. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But yeah. That's probably honestly why it's
that might be what we're feeling. Yep. That's might be what we're feeling. Which they could pull, they could really tie it all together. They could have gotten a good screenplay writer for an anime, and it could really turn out to be good.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put it down too early. You kind of feel like, I don't know if they know where they're going just yet.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely know. I think we'll know by the midway. So next episode, I think we'll know. We'll have a good projection of if we're gonna really like this show or not. Not really like. I mean, like if it's gonna rank in the top 30, let's say, we'll be generous.
Mm.
The middle. If it's
gonna
be
for me.
Middle. I bet it will, based on what you said.
Yeah, yeah. Middle sounds right.
No,
I mean,
top 30.
I'm liking it a lot better than Joran at this time.
Same. I honestly don't know what we could watch that will be worse than Jordan for the podcast.
We've seen something. Okay, yeah.
Like, I think if we hit upon a show that was that bad again, I don't know if we would keep watching it.
Oh, but we would. Jordan had some great episodes.
We're probably committed.
They had great episodes for us, for sure, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It's true.
Exactly. It's good material.
It is good material. I actually should go back and listen to those. That was good. It was a good time. Yeah. Well, I mean, this show has a direction it's going. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple plot. There is a treasure that needs to be figured out, and there's a pirate lady who's going to do it with her pirate ninjas, and then there's a bad pirate lady with another bad dude who's going to stop her. And they're tied up somehow, like in the past, and she's kind of forgotten her memories. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah. Oh, I should mention that Powell watched this last episode with me, episode 4, because I was like, hey, I need to watch this episode before we record. And she's like, okay, fine. And she actually, she was like, yeah, I would watch the rest with you I don't think she'd go out of her way to watch it. But I think if she was in the room and I was like, hey, I need to watch him before I record, she'd be like, yeah, let's watch him. Hmm. So that's
all right.
It's actually not bad.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's got way stricter standards than I do for shows.
Hmm.
So.
Huh.
Hmm.
You know, last week we talked a little bit about characters, teams. Ended up talking about the Sarmatian Knights. What a wonderful time. And Colbert talked about wondering, I guess, hoping that we would get more and more of like the individual pirate ninjas and that they wouldn't just all take a back seat. And they definitely brought them all out these two episodes. So I think we're going to get a decent amount from them. I think they're going to be a big part of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a hope. The twins got a good fight scene in these two episodes.
I'm hoping as well.
Yeah, but we saw him in episode 1 slicing and dicing. I'm hoping that everybody has kind of a moment, and then in the end episodes we get to see them as a team.
Yeah.
So let's look at our recent years of life. Each Avenger had their own movie. And then they brought them together for the Avengers movie. And we got to see them together. And we were waiting for it. I kind of hope they do that with this, since they've already given us a little taste of Yukimura and the twins. So now we get to see, you know, the big guy. We got to see the other swordsman kid that says he's not very good. We haven't seen much of the archer and the other girl. So, like, there's other people on this team that we haven't really seen do anything. And I hope we get to see them individually first and then together, I hope. Chest.
Question. I don't know. I'd have to rewatch. But I seem to remember there was a cast of characters on the evil female pirates crew. Do you think they're going to do the whole matchup thing? Like, because there's a really strong girl. who's like swinging that hammer around. There's a sharpshooter, aka our girl on our crew, who's just a sharpshooter. Are they going to do this matchup like they're mirroring the different crew members and they're going to fight at some point, do you think?
I'll go first. I'll say no, because the twins took out two of them pretty easily and not the similar fighting styles. One of the twins took out that large lady with the hammer pretty easily. He just kicked her right in the face and she flew right into the wall. So like, I don't think they're going to do it. I think they'll be in the show for the rest of the time, but I don't think it's going to be like, ooh, we got a perfect matchup for each one of these.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's my guess.
Fair enough. It's a good guess.
I'm in between. Because we saw that the twins managed to handle a few of them easily, but there were a couple that specifically didn't fight because they didn't want to. So I think some of them are actually more powerful than we could even realize. And I could definitely see the, either a gun-on-gun fight or the archer with the gun. I'm excited to see some archer action, if you know what I mean. Me too. So yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
It's a good way of putting it.
What happens?
It's good. It's good stuff. Well, I mean, yeah. I think at this point I'm back to cautiously optimistic that it'll be a good show. Maybe even a solid show if I could hope. That's my highest hope. That's a solid show. You know, a decent show, I think it'll end up being a decent show. Whether it's a solid show is different. I highly doubt, even from four episodes, that it will come close to Moriarty, which is what I consider a solid show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have high hopes for that, but it's okay. It could. Got 8 more episodes.
Yeah. For me, I'm still in that passive watch where I'm watching it and I'm just passive. But that means I could easily be kicked out of that into the good side of things with some crazy moment happening or an interesting idea. Something could get me out of that passivity. And
What would it take to do that?
Twist. I mean, I already like that it's in our world. Before, I didn't know if it was a fictional world or whatever. Mm. But they talk about England and the Americas, and we went to Germany, and now they were talking about Joan of Arc. So, like, actual human history, our human history. So I like that. If they're easily could happen some sacrificial scene of one of our characters, or a nice twist like a turncoat, or anything good. There's a lot of ideas out there, and something could pop me out of that.
Or a red coat.
If it stays this way, that we just kind of want to know where this weird glass stone came from, and like the bad guys are just on the back of their tails, and they just kind of move from one place to another, and nothing really happens. That's the passive I'm talking about.
Mm.
I don't want that to happen.
That's helpful. Yeah. Yeah, I am pessimistically uncertain.
Oh, so you don't know what's going to happen and you think it's going to be bad.
No. It's on the rise for me. 1 and 2 is like, okay, I'll give it a shot. 3 and 4, I feel like I'm moving the right direction. That's it. I feel like I'm moving the right direction. We'll see where we go from here.
Well, Colb, we've had 2 shows. I think it's only been 2 that are set in our world: Moriarty the Patriot and Jorin. So you're pretty much between those 2 shows on which way this is going to go.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true. And it might just be right in the middle of those 2.
Oh, I'm betting it will be.
I'm betting it could be.
We should make a line for this show and have Moriarty and Jorin, and we just move the slider as like, which way are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, man. we That's already funny. Know, like, I mean, Moriarty from like the beginning, your characters were just like set, like some so great good. Individual characters. So like, even if the story gets better in Fena, I don't think it can jump Moriarty for me, just because, man, that cast is lights out. Lights out. Let's go.
And then so, in Jorin, you have another cast of characters, and they are quite the cast of characters as well, for very different reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are lights out in a very different way. Like, please turn the lights out.
We don't want to see them anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hide.
Turn
them
off the lights. I don't want to see that.
Sorry, lightsaber Suki. We know you cared. You really auditioned for that role.
Bless your heart. Yeah.
Bless your heart. Hope a needle hits you in the eye. Oh, well, we talked more about Fena than I anticipated this episode. So proud of us. I think it was a good mix of banter and headbutting and Fena. And speaking of headbutting, whack, hit you on the head. There you go. Topical. But yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I think this will be the tipping point. Next week will be the tipping point for us of where we land on the show. That's going to be my main prediction for this, is by episode 6, we will have decided if we like the show or not. Like, individually, I mean.
Mm. Oh. And collectively.
And I mean, percentage-wise, you could do the math. And if we had Johnny, we could run the numbers, but we'll just have to do the math.
Yeah.
Figure out if we like it as a collective or not.
Johnny. Johnny B.
Johnny B. Johnny B.
So, a story to conclude for us.
Nice. I love
Beautiful.
It.
Today,
at the credit
today union. I emailed two executives at Compass Credit Union.
Whoa.
Six of my theme songs.
No, you did not.
I sure did. So at our last,
give the context for this.
At our last management meeting, so I recently became a manager about a month ago. So I'm getting to go to these meetings, and it's all fun and getting to have a voice with different things. Good stuff. Anyways, we're talking about creativity. What kind of videos could we make? What can we do on social media? We're going to have a presence at like the Kids Expo for an event festival, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, I got something. How did I phrase it? Because I thought over and over again, should I say something? No, I shouldn't say. I can't say. It's the CEOs in here and all this stuff. Finally, I was just like, take it or leave it, whatever you want. But I may or may not do stuff with music and theme songs. And people are like starting to smile and chuckle. And then I'm like, and beatboxing. And they were seeming like they were down. And so I was just like, all right, I'll send you some of my stuff, yo. So
I said, like, you having your music pitch. This is a big deal.
Yeah. So So the ones I picked,
tell us, please.
That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
This was really tough, actually, because not just because I like it means I should send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So what I sent was, oh crap, I changed all the names to sample.
I was wondering what you were going to do about that. I was like, pirate theme song? Yeah, that's probably not going to be what he sent.
So I sent Moriarty.
Good.
I sent Ray's theme song.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. I sent the anniversary theme song.
That's a
mix of all of them, right?
Yeah.
Power move right there.
I actually did send Fena, just because that's a good mix, I think, of things I do.
I think Fena was a good one. I've only heard it once, but honestly, I really liked it.
It's only once? Was another one? Oh, one I thought was kind of fun, because, again, I wanted a good mix of everything. I sent Johnny's Welcome Back theme song. Welcome Back. Okay. Johnny B. And then the last one I included was Kim's, because I think that was a super fun, like, intro type thing. Yeah. It was short. And just so I sent six of them to them.
Well, so. you have to keep us updated on this.
Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to say.
if you get flatly rejected, you have to say it on air.
I will. Oh, I will proudly. I mean, how many people send beatboxing to the sound bites to the executives at their?
That's awesome. Even if you get rejected from like the creative project, I'm predicting there's going to be they're going to like it and they're going to be like, but we really like this. Can we do something else with it for like not this specific thing? That's my prediction.
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
The true prediction is you're going to get the gig and you're going to do these videos for whatever you're doing. you're going to move from manager to beatboxing manager.
Ooh, I'll manage all the beatboxies.
No, that would be the manager of beatboxers. But you're going to be the beatboxing manager. Oh. Very, very tricky title.
Good point. There. Yeah, good point. That's a good distinction, Chest.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now on the edge of our seats, not because of Finna, but because of this journey in Ben's life. Tune in next week to Three Dads Talking About Anime, where we may or may not have an update on Ben's life, which will come at the end of the episode. Or will it? You better listen to the whole episode to find out on Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys love
guys having, start having kids, children,
dads,
and
so
become fathers
and
each have kids
separately? Went on to each
didn't play
separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime. Three dads talking about anime.